I just want to thank the Lord for His blessings on our services. I surely have been blessed. Brother Grady Crawford was a deacon at Comfort Chapel. He's been a dear friend of mine. He's in heaven now, but I met him in 1982 when our family moved to Waycross. And Brother Grady was never licensed to preach or ordained, but he was a deacon, and he would once in a while, he did a lot of funerals. He's well known in the community, preached a lot of funerals, more than a lot of preachers. And he used to, once in a while, he would speak at a church. And when he would get back, I would say, "Brother Grady, how did it go?" And he said, "Well, I enjoyed it. I hope they did." And I want to say that I have been blessed to be here, and I hope you have been blessed. I certainly have. Jan and I both, we were talking on the way in of how great it's been to be with you and worship with you and fellowship with you, dine with you. It's been a blessed privilege, and I thank God for it. And I thank you for your prayers and your presence here and encouraging me and us and loving us. Thank you so much. I thank God for the music. You know, this morning's message was about making a joyful noise, and I think I said last night, sometimes it is nothing, it is a noise. It's not very harmonious, but it's still pleasing to God if it's in the right way. But the songs have just been beautiful, beautiful. Sister Susan, that was a beautiful special. Thank you for doing that. Thank the Lord for you. And the trio that sang a psalm set to music. Thank you for that. Thank God for it. It's been good. I was thinking about how the calls to worship that we read, the responsive readings, have just flowed with what I had on my mind. I don't know who selected those. I didn't talk to anybody about it. She is my sister, but we didn't discuss it, did we, Dee Dee? Nobody knew what I was going to preach this week except Jan, and I just told her from the Psalms, and I'd been reading in the Psalms, and that was on my mind. And then we were singing Showers of Blessing, and I said, even the weather's cooperating, isn't it? And it's amazing how God works. I tell people about my life and how blessed I've been and am, and I say to people, if God had said, "Here's a pen and paper, write down what you think is a good idea," and if I'd done that, He's beat that. You know, I mean, he isn't it amazing? It's amazing how good God is, and thinks. Of course, He's omniscient, but He thinks, He knows things that we try to anticipate and think about and plan for. But He's got it. He's got it, and I just leave it to Him and enjoy the ride. It's what I've learned to do. Had to learn it. Took me a while, but just enjoy it and try to remain in His will, and things are great. No series of sermons on the Psalms, I guess, would be complete or capped off without finishing up with the 23rd Psalm. And that's probably the most loved and read Psalm in the book of Psalms. And as I was preparing, I wrote down the dates and the times of the sermons and the slots, and I thought of the 23rd, and I thought of starting with it, but then every time I thought of it, I said, no, I need to maybe finish with that one. Again, I've run out of, and Sister Susan, I've now run out of time and Psalms. I had some time, but I had a lot of Psalms, but here we are on the last evening, and it's been a short time together, a brief time. I always find this, and when I've been blessed to preach a meeting, the first getting started and anticipating that first service, and it seems like there's so much ahead of you and so much to do, but then once I get started, it goes so fast. And that's probably true with any project, but it certainly is of my experience, and it's gone so fast. I told Sister Pat, I have not known what day. Every day's been Sunday for the last 3 days to me. And tomorrow is Saturday, I think. And then Sunday I'm to be at Grace. So maybe I'll get back on my schedule in my mind and some structure on Sunday. We've been blessed to be with you, and we're going to miss you, and we love you. And God bless you and as you serve God here. I admire and I'm thankful for the way, as Brother I think it was this brother David, I think, was praying, or this brother David, about you sticking together and not having a pastor. And I admire you and how you do love one another and stick together. And God bless you and in that, in your service to Him. Psalm 23, your Bible probably says a Psalm of David. Mine does. And there's a little heading in mine that says, David's confidence in God. I'll read these six short verses. You and I could probably recite them or come very close to doing so, but let's read them, read along, and you please, as I read out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a masterpiece, isn't it? It's a masterpiece. It's inspired of God. That's why it is such a masterpiece. Inspired of God, all scriptures given by inspiration of God. But this is one that's so, so beautiful. Let's pray. Father, I do thank You for the privilege to be yet again in the house of God, the church of Jesus Christ in the earth. Thank You for the privilege to be in a meeting, a series of gospel meetings. Thank You for this church, this Bethel spot. Thank You for the brethren here, the companions of those that love Your law and try to serve You. What a blessed privilege. We thank You, Father, for Your felt presence in these series of meetings and songs and reading of the Word and preaching of the Word. You've been close and You've blessed, and we praise You for it. I thank You for the prayers in anticipation of the meeting and during the meeting and even now of these brethren. I thank You, we thank You for answering them and granting our petition, O God, reviving us. O God, You're gracious and merciful to us, and we praise You for it. We ask You, Lord, to open Your Word. These are certainly familiar words to us all, but let them be not just words on the page, O God, but they would come alive as You've made us alive, and that they would touch our hearts, O God, and teach us and cause us to rejoice and cause us to give You glory, O God. Edify us in Your Word. Establish us, we pray, that we might love You more, O God, and serve You better. Thank You. Bless this church, O God, and the body of Christ here. Bless each one. Thank You for each one that as they contribute, as they work, labor, serve, sing, whatever they do, O God, bless their work to Your honor and glory and to their good, we pray. Thank You for Your good hand on us, O Lord. Forgive our sins. And please now, Lord, bless us in this last service, that it'll be indeed a service that we'll worship You in spirit and in truth, and that we'll be strengthened for further service. And bless those in special need, O God. We hear and see so much about those that have lost loved ones and friends and property, O God. Comfort as only You can. Help, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Help our country. Have mercy. Amen. Amen. David writes with a confidence here in God. And I was reading in Gil, I think, and he said that David is speaking for his own person, but also for all believers. This is something we can all say, isn't it? Every one of us. Reading this psalm, it's like it's written to me. In me alone. And you probably feel the same way as you read it. I think that's the way we should feel. It's personal to us. It starts out, "The Lord is my shepherd." It amazes me, and I can't comprehend it fully, how God, how the Lord Jesus, can be my shepherd and all that He is to me, and yet be your shepherd too, and all that He is to you, and not be spread thin. You know, he doesn't lose anything, does He? Because He's my shepherd, you don't suffer for it, some loss for it. Because He's your shepherd, I don't come up short somehow. Because God is what He is. It's amazing. The Lord is my shepherd. And I, some time ago, you know, seems like we typically read, "The Lord is my shepherd." But I got to, some years ago, I got to reading it like this: "The Lord is my shepherd." Either way is good. They're all good. But it's a blessing to me to know that I have a shepherd, but that shepherd is the Lord God Almighty, is Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. You can put emphasis on whatever word you want. It's all good. But I like to read it like that. He's personal to me, but He's personal to you. And He's not preoccupied like we are, because we're limited. If I try to put my attention on one thing, some other thing doesn't get my full attention. But we get His full attention. Thank the Lord for that. He is our shepherd. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We read that this morning in Psalm 100. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That's a beautiful expression. He's our shepherd. Shepherds provide for sheep in a literal sense. A natural shepherd provides food, water, protection, guidance, care for the sheep. Christ Jesus, brethren, provides all of that for us. I'm stating things you already know. I'm stating the obvious, but it's a blessing to just say it. It's like Jan knows I love her, but she likes me to say it. Our spouses, they know we love them, but we need to say it. He provides those things for us, the natural things. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that word "want," as you know, means lack. We don't desire anything that's necessary for us, because He provides it. We shall not lack. Because, brethren, because our shepherd is omnipotent, He's all-powerful, so we don't lack protection. He's omniscient, He knows all, so there's not some need we have that He doesn't know about. He's all omnipotent, all-powerful, He's omniscient, all-knowing, and He's all-loving. That's some of the qualities of our shepherd, our loving shepherd. So therefore, David can say, and I can say, and you can say, with utter confidence, I shall not want. Will not lack any natural need, nor will we lack spiritual fulfillment or needs if we dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. If we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we'll abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He'll be near us, and he'll shepherd us. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Shepherds feed and they lead. Shepherds lead the sheep to where the green grass is, the food is. There are those in North Carolina in particular, but the states where the storm has hit that are lacking somewhat, but they're not going to go hungry. They're going to be fed. The shepherd is making arrangements for them to be fed and watered. He's going to bless them. And he does it through the hands, as Sister Susan sung about, of those who serve. Churches giving out food, being the hands and feet of Christ. People, God's people, stepping up and doing the work of Christ. He leads us into green pastures, where we feed. He gives us a natural food, but he also gives us spiritual food. He leads us beside still waters. He has fed me this week, and I pray that I've been an instrument of his will and in his feeding of you. The spiritual blessings this week, that we've been able to worship together richly in the green pastures and by still waters. Still waters. Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well that he said, if you knew who I was and you'd ask me, I would have given you living water. He has that living water. Psalm 64 says, there is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. That deep, slow-moving, refreshing, wonderful river of life that comes from our Savior, the rock. He's a rock in a weary land. The waters, refreshing waters, come from him, and he leads us, he leads his people by still waters. He restoreth my soul. The first night of our meeting, we read in Psalm 119, verses 25 and 28, we read this, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. My soul melteth for heaviness. Sometimes our souls get in that condition. And David experienced that a number of times as his life was in danger and he was cast down. But God restored him because our Savior restores our soul. He lifts us up. My soul gets down in me sometimes, but I resort to the Word and prayer and meditation, and God restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. His word leads me. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word never steers me wrong. If I follow it, brethren, I go in the path, the right path, the path of righteousness. I say often the word righteousness. You can't say righteousness without saying right. He leads us in the right way. He directs us. And he does it, brethren, for his name's sake. He does it for our good and his glory. What a blessed thing to know that we can follow him and trust him implicitly and know that he'll lead us in the right way. It's not always the easy way. In fact, probably more often than not, it's the harder way, but it's the best way. It's the best way. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We go into sometimes dangerous situations in this life. And he leads us into those situations sometimes. Sometimes we find ourselves in that situation. But we need not fear. We need not fear evil, for thou art with me. He is with us always. Hebrews 13:5. He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Can't flee from his presence. If we're following him, he'll always be with us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I can think back of times that I walked into a kind of a dreaded situation, but as soon as I began to fear, I felt this closeness of the Spirit to me and reassuring me and comforting me. I can remember some, just as one was probably in 1980, four or five, but it seems like last week right now. It's that clear in my mind. I went into a situation that I had much trepidation about, but I remember walking up the steps into the building and, And with every step, I gained confidence because I felt God's presence with me. And I did not fear because He was with me. His rod and His staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff are weapons, maybe of defense mainly, that the shepherd would use to protect, because they're not usually on offense unless they go against a predator that's coming after the flock. But offense or defense will be however they're used. They're there to protect the flock. And it's my shepherd is omnipotent, and no weapon can defeat Him. No design can defeat Him. He's all powerful. He's got the weapons, brethren. He's got the power. And that's a comfort to me. Verse 5 is, this first phrase of verse 5 has been one of my favorites through the years. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Think about that, and you probably have. You know, we've had some meals back here, and we sit with our companions, and we're perfectly at ease, and we're comfortable because it's a sanctuary place, and we're with companions of those who love God and love His Word and love His law. So that makes sense, doesn't it? But to sit at a table with enemies surrounding you and have a meal is not natural, is it? But God, brethren, He can prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. He can spread a table, a feast for us, feed us in the presence of our enemies. He gives us temporal blessings as well as spiritual blessings, even in the presence of our enemies. I love that expression right there. That's how good God is. That's how wise. That's how powerful He is. That's how loving He is. That even though we're in a hostile situation, He can feed us right there and make us right at home in a hostile environment. Well, the world is a hostile environment in general, isn't it? But God feeds us and cares for us in every, even a hostile situation. Thou anointest my head with oil. It was the custom, as I understand it, when this psalm was written, that in that part of the world, that if you had a guest or maybe a feast, and you wanted to do something for your company to show your love or appreciation, you would pour oil on their head and maybe on their body, on their shoulders. Oil. God pours the oil of gladness on His people. He makes us rejoice. He anoints us. He anoints us for service. He anoints us in love. He anoints us to make us glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. My cup runneth over. Brother McKinley, I don't know if you remember Brother Billy Mullis ever saying this, but often he would be in the pulpit preaching, and I'm a little bit like this, but his cup would all of a sudden start running over, he'd say, and he'd begin to weep. He couldn't talk. He'd just stand there, and you could kind of see it. You could clearly see it in him, and he would say, he would try to speak, and he would just say, "My cup's running over," and you could look at him and tell, or his cup run over with emotion. Praise the Lord for that. Saying in the Psalm 68, verse 19. This is one that's probably familiar to you. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. And Daddy had a favorite poem, didn't he, Dee Dee? He said, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup's overflowed. It was written sort of in dialect. The grammar was not correct, but the thought was there. And he loved that. He loved that poem. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. He would say that, and he would give it to me and say, "Read this, son, read this." And at his funeral, Brother Don Gilbert read part of it. I don't think he was able to read it all, or his cup was overflowing, but that's it, isn't it, brethren? He daily loadeth us with benefits, natural and spiritual. Even the God of our salvation, he does that. Psalm 23, back to 23. In the Lamentations, Jeremiah says, his compassions are new every morning. Our cup fills it. He fills it up every morning, doesn't it? To overflowing. Yeah. Yeah. Now, back to 23 and verse, I think it's 6 we're on. Here's that. Here's the confidence also expressed. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's a statement of confidence that God's goodness and God's mercy will follow him, because, and they will, brethren, because God is those things, but also God, and God doesn't change. And so therefore, the goodness of God is going to be with us all of our days, his goodness and his mercy. Temporal and spiritual blessings will continue, because our God will continue, and our God will continue to be exactly what he is, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can confidently say, goodness and mercy will follow us all our days. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I forgot, I'll come back to this, but though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Not only dangerous situations in this life, but every one of us, unless our shepherd comes back for us the final time to take us all at once home, unless that happens, we'll all face the valley of death, the death, the natural death of our body. Every one of us will. And we can face that, brethren, because he's with us. And he'll walk with us through that. And we can say, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Yeah, yeah. No need to fear that either. In fact, I think I've observed that as I get older and others around me that love God get older, not only do they not fear it, but they kind of welcome it. Don't fear it at all. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A day in the house of God is better than 1,000. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells, we want to dwell in the house of God. We'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty right here. I have been, and I believe you have, I don't want to sound presumptuous, but we've been dwelling in the shadow of the Almighty this week. And I praise God for it. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We'll dwell in the house of God here, this side of heaven, and when we die, we will ever be with the Lord. Nothing can pluck us out of the hand of our shepherd. Nothing can separate us from him. Jan and I have cows, just a few as a hobby, and about 3 weeks ago or so, 4 weeks ago, they got out. We're their shepherd. But we didn't do a good job. I didn't leave the gate open, but I let some guys leave the gate open. And at midnight, we were running cows. Jan was out of town, but she was calling me every 15 minutes on the phone. She was in North Georgia. But I failed. I failed as the shepherd. I failed. And God blessed us to get them back in without anybody getting hurt or the cows getting hurt. But brethren, I come short. One of the things I forgot to do that day was feed them. Jesus won't forget to feed you, brother. He won't forget. He won't forget you. He won't forget what you need. He knows what you need. But we were able, he blessed us to get them in, and everything was all right. But I came up short as a shepherd. But brethren, our shepherd will never, ever, ever do that. I thank God for that. And nothing, he'll not desert us, and nothing can come between us and him. In an eternal sense, I am the good shepherd, The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He gave his life for every one of his sheep. Not one shall perish or be lost. His blood has bought them, dear they cost. That's what the hymn writer says. Thank God for the good shepherd. Thank God for his blessing on our time together. And thank God for his word. And may he get all glory and honor from us. Oh, Lord God, thank you for your word and this meeting and the time to be with companions who love your word and want to keep it and want to serve you. Thank you for this psalm, especially this evening, and the care of our shepherd, who will never leave us or forsake us, who has all power and knows all and loves us and has loved us from the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, chosen us in him and made us his own and gave his life for us. May we give our lives in service. We praise you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we honor and glorify you and ask it all. Amen.